This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
You got me thinking in our last segment when you said Scott Boras's agency basically serves as a concierge to their top clients. We have an agent. Could we call up our agent and have him plan our vacations for us?
I'd like to see you try it.
He'd be very good at it. He always seems to be on vacation based on his Instagram feed. Oh, man. Love you, Brad.
That's a shot.
Love you, Brad.
Holy.
There's a lot of vacation-y type photos, though. There's no getting around that.
He doesn't wear socks. Good at that.
No, he does
his,
not.
Pants.
Shoes, no
shoes,
socks.
Yes. It's fancy. He's very
that,
fancy.
You call that fancy.
He's a
California
fancy.
California fancy.
He's a fancy
yeah,
guy.
He is. Much fancier than us.
Much fancier.
Which always worries me a little bit.
Same. When your agent's living more high on the hog than you are.
I have to like talk him down from like, he wants to do lunch meetings at the fanciest places. I go, I don't need anything quite so grandiose.
But you don't pay. He pays.
I don't. And I still don't need it. That's the funny thing.
That's fair.
It's like way fancier than I am. Actually, my buddy Scott's a good concierge. He usually does the planning.
Yeah,
when we go on like golf trips and stuff, he's good at booking things.
Paul,
he's
a great concierge.
All the apps, he's really good at it. But he was in town yesterday, and he said, "Let's do lunch." He's an adventurous eater. I had a very adventurous lunch yesterday.
What'd you have?
So we went to Kearny Mesa, where they have millions of Asian restaurants. We went to a fairly, at least I would say, authentic Chinese restaurant. It's called Shang-Chi Magic Kitchen.
Okay.
And had the real, the spicy, you know, homemade, like, noodles, like, hand-cut noodles with, like, a lamb. And then we had a hot and sour dumpling soup and some good vegetables and stuff. But there are so many restaurants. I mean, it's just down the street here. You'd never be able to try them all. I'm always intrigued as you drive through, but then you're kind of intimidated. Like, is this good? Is this the kind of food that I'm going to like? This is definitely more of the, I think, more authentic and definitely spicy. One of the dishes was,
how'd you do?
Mouth-numbingly hot.
How'd you do?
I did okay.
Yeah.
I did all right.
He likes that.
He just likes trying new things. He's very adventurous.
I'm down to try new things. None of it's food.
Yeah.
Food, I don't get super adventurous with. Other things I will, but not food.
Like, you can describe a new food to me, and I'll know if I'm willing to even try it.
Within 3 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah, as soon as Ben started talking about spicy and different, I'm out.
But, no, it was all really, really good. Maybe not my favorite kind of food.
You don't sound sold on it.
Yeah, I, you know. I'm glad I tried it.
Good. Good for you.
A little adventure.
Paulie, the Rhino Report's always an adventure.
Let's do it.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rhino Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
We've got our NFL threesome coming up here in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
Just priming the pump here. One NFL headline from yesterday. The Jaguars, kind of an update on the story that we've been talking about most of the week in the NFL. The Jaguars did place Trevor Lawrence on injured reserve yesterday.
Yep.
Due to a concussion that he suffered on Sunday. It's most likely going to be ending his season. We had the dirty hit from Azeez Al-Shaahir. I was trying to remember his first name. Azeez Al-Shaahir. He was suspended. He then apologized on social media.
But then...
Or, no, he apologized, then was suspended. Then he had a social media post of his own. Or it wasn't him.
It was the Joker.
And if you want me to be the enemy, I'll become the enemy.
The villain. What?
Interesting.
So I think...
It was in his emotions.
After
he got suspended.
I think it's pretty clear that the NFL came down a little harder on him than they have on anyone else.
He's a repeat offender, though.
He is. It was a bad looking hit.
Yes.
Was it actually any worse than, you know, a dozen hits that happen almost every week? It just, because it hurt a quarterback and it was a little bit late. I don't think, again, we talked about this yesterday. I don't think it was intentionally malicious or designed to hurt or harm him. It was irresponsibly late and careless, but I didn't see like evil intent.
I saw some pretty dirty intent. I mean, he has a brace on his arm, and he came in with the forearm shiver to the throat, head, and neck. If you're just going to tackle him, right, wouldn't you be more your arms outstretched maybe than the I'm sliding? And there was a guy who used to play for the Cowboys, Ben, who had that move down. His name was James Washington. And you would turn a guy with a receiver would turn around and you were met with the old always in a cast or something too. And he would forearm shiver right in the throat or the chest, and you'd see it and go, oh, that guy's neck's broken. Like it's just it's hard.
No, I think intent is
hard to prove. Just like it is in baseball.
I expected a one-game suspension. Yeah. When it was three, I thought, okay, that's a lot. Then I thought, okay, they're going to appeal it, and they're going to come down to two, and everyone's going to be like, all right. But then they did the appeal or whatever it was and had the independent guy review it, and he kept it at three. And I think that's when you saw the social media post from Al-Shaahir saying, all right, I guess I'm the villain now, so I'll just roll with it.
Yeah, sure did.
Lean into it.
It's probably a bad look.
Another story from the world of football. So over the last, I don't know, however many years now, we've had athletes on podcasts, starting their own podcasts, and you get a lot of insight into their world. And I think, you know, like the Chris Rose rotation, you get players in season about how things are going. I will give credit. I think Barstool does a really good job with that. They have players coming into the studios on their shows, etc.
Mookie Betts does an in-season podcast.
Yeah. Probably the most popular in-season podcast, probably the most popular sports podcast would be New Heights with the Kelce brothers, Jason and Travis. And I saw a lot of people talking about yesterday's episode, which I just noticed they had Bill Murray in for like an hour.
God, really? Cool.
Yeah, looks like in studio with them or somewhere they were.
So only that's how you get me to listen to the Kelce Brothers podcast, right there.
Yeah. You haven't hung with Bill Murray in weeks.
It's been weeks since I got to hang out with Bill Murray.
12 days.
Yeah, this sucks.
But before the Bill Murray part, I was sifting through the podcast today after I saw the quote. Wanted to get the actual video clip. They were talking about Jason was asking Travis about the weird ending in the Chiefs Raiders game this past weekend, and Travis Kelce had this to say. Now, Travis Kelce has not had a great year. I don't know. I don't have his stats in front of me. I think he went a while without even scoring a touchdown this year. It hasn't gone great for him. The Chiefs only one loss, but they haven't looked great. Here's what Travis Kelce said yesterday on the New Heights podcast.
For whatever reason, their defense did have a good. They had a good understanding of what we were trying to do and how to stop us and how to slow us down or eliminate a lot of the big time plays that we had. And on top of that, keep us out of that end zone. That was the biggest thing for me was, and where I take a lot of pride is once we get in that red zone, man, I get a little hungrier. And right now I just, for whatever reason this year, I just can't find my way in the end zone. I'm just not on the same page as Pat. And it can get frustrating. It can get f-ing frustrating. That's for damn sure.
He's got two touchdowns all season. Yeah. That's
now he has 75 catches, which is fifth most in the league. So it's not like they're not looking for him and targeting him.
He can't get six, man.
He says he's just not on the same page as Pat.
So when you want that access to their lives, sometimes you will get stuff. I think Chiefs fans might go, well, I don't want to know that you're not on the same page.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this.
Our star tight end and our star quarterback.
I didn't get that as a sense as like, oh, you know, they've just been...
We're not getting along.
They're not getting along. No. I just get the sense that he means when literally they're at the 10-yard line and Pat's looking for him in the end zone. He's not where they think he's going to be. It's just they're not... They're not reading each other's minds perfectly in the red zone, specifically this season.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. If we were Chiefs fans, though, we'd be upset. We'd be doing an hour on this.
I always get the sense when a quarterback and a receiver or a tight end are truly on the same page, they can't even explain it sometimes. It's almost like, I just knew he was going to be there, and he just knew I was going to throw it to him at that moment. It's not like they even planned it, like they said beforehand, all right, you're going to cut left at this last second. It's just an instinct. They both read the defenses the same and just know, I know he's going to want me to be here, so I'm going to go here, and then when I get there, the ball is just waiting for me when you get there. And when it works, it's beautiful. It's one of the beautiful things of football.
Yeah.
When it's not working and you're just not seeing it and looking the same, well, then you're not going to complete passes because the windows are so tight.
You hear pitchers and catchers talk about it, too. There's those days where you grab the ball and you're like, oh, my God, it's exactly what I wanted to throw. I threw it exactly where I want to. And the catcher's going, he was hitting my target. He knew what pitch I was calling. It was just you're on the same page. And, again, I think radio hosts are the same thing, man. It's anything you do with other people, if you can get in that zone – where it's all flowing, it does. It feels magical sometimes.
Conversely, if Michael King had a podcast and he was struggling for a few months and you heard his podcast, he's like, yeah, me and Campy, we're just not on the same page.
We would panic.
We'd freak out. We'd like, well, figure it out, guys. We need to get somebody else in there then that can help Michael King.
But it's not always something you can figure out.
Correct.
And just sit down and go, okay, well, if we just spend enough time, we'll be on the same page. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't always work that way.
Hey, what's your problem, by the way?
All right, finally.
This better be what I hope it is.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the phrase, know what you don't know.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about crypto and meme coins.
Let's get that out there right now.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. We're all going to kind of parse through this together. If you know what this is all about, chime in on the chat here. Let us know. But Haley Welch, if you're not familiar with her, of course she is. That's Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl, the host of the Talk Tua
podcast. Yep.
Man, I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, but she or they launched a Hawk Tua coin.
Meme coin.
Yes, a meme coin on the market, Solana. And it says here that they launched it yesterday, $Hawk. The coin took off, garnering a market cap of about $500 million.
I'm reading pretty good.
I'm reading from crypto.news right now, so I don't even know what a lot of that even means. It then crashed to nearly $60 million, all within 20 minutes of launch. There was stuff about rugging?
Yeah. Rugging.
Getting rugged?
Yeah, oh, we got rugged on this.
I don't know what that means.
That means she pulled the rug out from under them.
No.
Dumped her team, allegedly. Believe me, man, I sound like an idiot because I was trying to read up on it last night, too. Because if Hawk Tua pops up on my feed, I look because I'm interested. I don't know why, but her team, it was like a, it's like a pump and dump type of situation. And
now, does she control that, or does the market control
that's
that?
That's what everybody's asking, is like, does anybody think, if you search your soul, that Haley Welch is a financial criminal mastermind? My gut tells me no. But when you put your names on something like that, right, and you allow them to make a coin, I do feel that some of the responsibility falls on her. And she is being dragged right now, dragged online. And people lost a lot of money on these meme coins. They're volatile. I mean, it's one thing I do know is these markets are really, really volatile. And but if she did something wrong, or
stuff like, hey, at Hawktua Girl, I dropped $30,000 on your coin, and 10 minutes later, it was worth $2,000. And I'm like, I don't know how this works. I don't know if that's her fault. I don't know if somebody else was doing something shady. I do not understand it. Some crypto users believe the token was initially built for rug pulling, a scam in which developers withdraw liquidity, or suddenly abandon a project, resulting in the token's price plummeting. Now, my wife Megan sent this over last night. Haley Welch on X posted something. Says, copy and pasting, Hawkonomics. Team hasn't sold one token, and not one KOL was given one free
Kings
token.
Of, Kings of Leon.
Oh, yes. Kings of Leon. Yes.
Not one member of Kings of Leon was given a free token. She says, we tried to stop snipers as best we could through high fees in the start of the launch on Meteora AG. I'm guessing that's a market. Fees have now been dropped. And then there's a community note under that that says, the team and insiders have actually been selling their token since launch. A majority have never purchased anything and have only sold the tokens they were given. Haley is lying and will likely have to talk to a judge about all of this.
Oh, clever.
So I got a DM. Yeah. Well, so I got a response yesterday. I got a DM from a friend of ours, friend of the show. And he said, I can help you. Because I tweeted. I said, imagine having to go into your wife last night, if it was me. Babe, we have a problem. What? I just lost our life savings. On what? I bought a Hawktua meme coin. Like, you invested in a stock or a buddy's company. You thought it was going to do well. All right, you can wear it. It's happened.
Your wife goes, who's Haley Welch?
You got to give him that Hawktua instead of that thing.
Yeah. You remember her, babe, from the scene on the street, the Hawktua spit on that thing. Remember that? Ben had the shirt.
Little Johnny can't go to college now.
Yeah, because you bought a meme coin, right? So a guy wrote me, and he goes, I'm pretty good with this. I can help you. And I go, all right, what are we talking about? You know me. I go, what kind of investments are we looking at here? He's like, I mean, I got a couple hundred grand in it. I got friends with millions. I go, a couple hundred grand? What kind of money do you think I'm sitting on? I was thinking, I'll give you $2,000. What can you make me on $2,000? A couple hundred grand.
Economics to me is always, I don't want to say fascinating. In fact, I almost don't want to think about it. Whether it's Bitcoin, meme coin, Hawktua coin, the stock market, investing in gold or silver, an NFT. You know what all of these things are worth? Whatever we collectively decide they're worth. What is this worth right now?
$5.
Why?
Because we said it is.
Because we all agree that it's worth $5. But if we tomorrow decided this is worth nothing, then it's worth nothing. That's the same thing with a Bitcoin or a meme coin. If tomorrow they decide that Hawktua is the most valuable coin on the planet, everybody who has money in it is going to be phenomenally rich, really for no reason at all. But it all just depends on what we decide has value.
How do we get in?
I mean, people even say they'll invest in, you know, gold and silver. This isn't real gold, but
that's
if it
real
was,
gold.
It would be worth a ton of money. Why? Because, well, there's scarcity and people like gold. But
yeah.
What if tomorrow everyone decided gold caused cancer, and if you know you don't want it, you don't want it anywhere near you, gold wouldn't be very valuable at all. But
yeah.
You know, it's just all what we collectively decide something is worth.
It's interesting though, because somebody in the chat said, man, I made 30 grand last year in meme coin. Crazy. How do I make 30 grand?
Yeah.
I'd like to make 30 grand.
Like $100 on the GameStop craze
Bitcoin
from 4 years ago, whatever that was.
And that's why influential people have
had no idea what I was doing.
Have to take some responsibility. Because if you wanted to make a lot of money, you could buy right now whatever. You know, we could make a Ben and Woods coin.
I don't have the stomach after we inevitably cost people millions of dollars.
And then we buy a ton of it for like nothing.
Federal court.
And then we're pumping it up for, you know, weeks on air saying, this is huge.
Buy our coin.
And we get, you know, all the tier ones all buy it and the price goes up and up. And then all of a sudden we sell ours because we got it for, you know, nothing at the beginning. And we sell it for millions of dollars. And all of a sudden now it's not worth anything. And everyone else who paid a bunch for it going to be mad at us, obviously, because we were the ones pumping it up and saying it was worth a ton. And then we cashed out for all the money.
Well, it's easy. Then we just tell them to go listen to Kixie every morning. Or they can already hear that on the radio station.
So, you know, we live in a very...
it's interesting times.
Theater of the mind.
But I will tell you this, though. I do feel like I'm missing out on stuff. I do. I feel like I miss out. I don't understand that.
Oh, I've read stories of like kids that were in high school or middle school.
They're retired.
You know, 12 years ago, and they heard about Bitcoin.
It's worth $100,000 today.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the exact same thing it was, and it always will be. It's just a creation of, you know, someone's. It's someone's invention that we've all decided has value.
All right, well,
you
can't make something.
You can't do anything with your Bitcoin. Like,
you can sell it.
You can't eat it. You can't live in it. You can't wear it.
You can spend it.
Only if people agree that it has value.
But it does.
It has no actual...
As of now, they all agree.
$100,000.
But, you know, tomorrow it could be worth nothing. Because it has no actual physical value in the world. Just like a piece of cash, piece of paper.
Yeah.
Really has, you can burn it for, like, you know, heat, and that's about it.
Yeah.
There's really nothing that cash can do for you unless we all decide it has value.
Interesting.
Getting a little existential on you.
A little bit. But Hawk to a Girl is now, she's at minute 14.
So do these,
I believe.
Do these coins all rise because they get people with
names?
Big followings?
Big followings, right?
Know?
Pete asked, so nothing has any value at the end of the day.
You are a nihilist now.
Not really. I mean, you know, like a home and food and, you know, shelter.
They're
real
Tyson.
Things with value
nothing
to
matters.
People.
Nothing matters. You're Mike Tyson to that 12-year-old little girl. No, it doesn't matter. You're going to be
dust. Who
cares
about a legacy? I'm just going to die.
Who cares about money? Yeah. I'm going to be dead. She's at minute 14, I think, with this new. You should have just kept doing what you were doing and being the sweet, innocent, not innocent, but the sweet, you know, likeable girl. He had to go into this, and she, you know, probably somebody took advantage of that situation and used her name, and now she's the one up front.
Got our football threesome coming up next. First, though, if you want to win the tickets to Shane Gillis, our fourth pair this week, the comedian coming to Pechanga Arena on June 7th. Let's open up those phone lines, make it the fourth caller right now. 833-288-0973. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973. Going to win a pair. You can get your tickets at AXS.com to see Shane Gillis at Pechanga Arena on June 7th. Back with our football threesome next here on 97.3 The Fam.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woods is in the bathroom. Paulie, thank you for not bringing up the Lakers in the Randall Report. My God, that's ugly right now.
Lost again?
41. I got absolutely annihilated by the Heat yesterday. It looks like the dog days of August for a baseball team, but it's only December. NBA season doesn't even start until Christmas, and they look like they've been worn down by months of playing basketball. It's really ugly. All right, Woods is back. Let's get to our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
All right, we got our a trio of NFL stories, starting with our preview of Thursday Night Football tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. And what a matchup they've got for Week 14. The Green Bay Packers taking their 9-3 record into Detroit to take on the 11-1 Lions. Lions are favored by about a field goal, Woods. They beat the Packers at Lambeau Field by 10 points earlier in the season. Detroit is going for an 11th straight win. They are trying to stay ahead of two-loss Philadelphia in the race for the top seed and home field advantage in the NFC in the playoffs. But Green Bay is actually still alive for everything as well, including the division title. They got to win, though, because if they lose, they are three games back, and they don't have the tiebreaker. So essentially it would be like four back with five to play. So they got to win this one tonight to stay alive.
It's a rare week in the NFL when the Thursday Night Football game is the best game of the week. And it is the most intriguing matchup. It is my pick against the spread. It is all of it, because you look at the rest of the weekend, Benny, and not a lot blows your hair back. I mean, really, not a lot of good matchups. Some pretty high lines across the NFL this weekend, and matchups that I just don't know how much are going to matter.
Well, there's a couple that definitely matter. Like Seahawks at Cardinals matters. It may not matter for the Super Bowl champion, but certainly for the NFC West.
Sure.
Seattle 7-5.
Is that
Arizona 6-6?
Is that a matchup that you're fired up
not
about?
Really.
Right.
Not really. They just played it two weeks ago.
500 teams.
In Seattle won 16-6. It wasn't even a very good game a couple of weeks ago. I'm being stubborn. You know, Chiefs Chargers is probably
the
most decent matchup of the Sunday, at least.
That's an intriguing one, too, because the Chiefs, they're favored by four. And when was the last time they won by four against anybody? They've been playing these super tightly contested games, and Patrick Mahomes begging for his team to blow somebody out. I don't think the Chargers are the team they're going to blow out.
My narrative is that the Chargers have yet to truly beat a good opponent.
To be tested.
So I guess I'm nervous about this one, because I feel like
if they
Kansas
win,
City, then you have to really legitimize what they're doing right now.
I'll say this, man. We talked a little bit last week when Notre Dame was playing USC. I told you, if USC wins, this is the worst sports year of my life, bar none. The Dodgers winning the World Series, and then, you know, the Irish getting knocked out of a playoff by its hated rival, USC. I don't have the same feelings about the Chargers that you do, obviously, as somebody that grew up here. Imagine that double whammy for you. Imagine. Now, technically, it would drag into next year, but calendar year, Dodgers winning a World Series in October, Chargers winning a Super Bowl in January.
Celtics won the NBA title. My team's most hated rival.
Yeah.
Not good.
That's not great.
Hasn't been a good one.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That is an intriguing matchup. Yeah, that's fine. Don't be forlorn.
All right, let's do our picks. I think I've won three or four in a row. I've been hot lately, and I like my pick for this week. The Philadelphia Eagles are red hot. I think they've won eight in a row.
Ooh, this is a spicy
they
line,
are
man.
At home to the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
That number, though, is way too big. 13.5. Panthers are actually, they're 2-2 in their last four games. They played decent teams, including the Chiefs and Tampa Bay, and every single one of those games has been decided by 3 points or less. Bryce Young has played better. I don't think they're going to win this game, but two touchdowns nearly.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers and all those points, even on the road against Philly. Philly will probably win, but I don't think they're going to absolutely plaster them by 20 plus points. So give me all those points and give me the Carolina Panthers this week.
I'm actually rolling with with Detroit tonight. Three and a half. Detroit is 9-3 against the spread, but they have moved way up. They're moving points wise up as far as beating the spread every week. They're crushing it. So I'm gonna play it a little bit safe here and go with
Detroit. I thought about that one. What makes me nervous is that Jordan Love seems to be better on the road indoors. He's actually not a great Lambeau quarterback.
Go figure.
California guy. Hasn't really mastered the art of that. So he actually might be better playing in Detroit than he is at home against Detroit.
But they've been crushing the spread. I'm just going to roll with the hot hand of the Lions.
Paulie?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best pick. If I was going to just pick something different, I would look at Kansas City -4 against the Chargers at home. Kansas City hasn't played great, but they're at home, prime time. I think they should be able to take care of business. I guess maybe
like I said,
I would take Seattle money line. They're dogs.
I just don't know that game's going to be very low scoring.
The Seattle game?
The Chargers give up the fewest points in the league. Kansas City hasn't been lighting up the scoreboard.
Kansas City could win, but what if they win by three?
It could be like a 17-14 game.
Yeah, Buffalo's on the road. They're favored by 3.5 against the Rams.
They've also been very good against the spread. That line is pretty low.
I do like Buffalo in that game.
I do too.
You know, the Rams, it's a very important game for the Rams, but I think Buffalo's on another level right now. I could see Buffalo going to the Super Bowl. Buffalo, yeah. Detroit, Buffalo, Philadelphia.
I'm rolling Lions tonight, and it's also my most intriguing matchup.
All right.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Football threesome for you here on a Thursday. We've got something special going on in the building right now. Want to make sure everyone is aware of it.
Yeah, Christmas music down at Kixie. I don't know if you've heard.
Everyone's aware of that already, Woods. Right. This is something else, and we'll talk about it when we come back on 97.3 The Fan. We talked to some San Diego State basketball earlier in the show. Aztecs beating Fresno State comfortably last night, 22 points, even though they didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the game. But there was other San Diego State news, actually other college football news across the spectrum yesterday. And you know me, there's very few sports stories that I'm not interested in. I get into the details of just about everything. Basketball, football, baseball, tennis, I'll follow it all. There's one sports story that I could care less about every single year, and other people make such a big deal out of it.
Trying to guess what it is.
I know what it is.
National Signing Day.
Oh, okay. Probably because the Irish stole your beloved USC's best. It's weird that you don't care about it when your team loses a really good recruit.
How do you know?
My team.
No one... Other than like if you're a diehard, I'm going to like high school football games on Friday nights to watch prospects. Even if you do that, you've probably seen maybe two of these guys that actually sign. No one really has any idea, other than the guys who are out there recruiting and doing the hard work and going into the living rooms and going to high school games every Friday night. But for the vast majority of us, these are names. The Aztecs signed 18 players, 18 high school incoming, college freshmen, outgoing high school seniors yesterday.
Yep.
People can write what they want. There's a quarterback that, it was decent. Four-star quarterback, fantastic. Three-star quarterback. It's all just noise to me.
It's a big deal. Like Adam just said, it's a big deal when they sign.
Well, it's important in their lives. It's a big moment for the kids and their families. And ultimately, just like, any organization, if you don't do it well, you're not going to have a good team.
Yeah.
But today, no one knows really who did it well. I mean, you can say, this team got the most five-star recruits.
Yep.
Well, that's because rivals or, whoever assigns stars, they picked out a lot of those guys. And there's some sort of agreement that they did well in recruiting. But all the time, you see the same story plays out. No, it turns out in 4 years, it was the team that was ranked 30. Their class was ranked 32nd. Ended up being the national champions.
The signing day conversation's great. We do have breaking news.
Oh, we do.
Jeff Passan bomb.
Okay.
Jeff Passan is breaking. Right-hander Luis Severino and the A's were in agreement on a 3-year, $67 million contract.
Oh my God.
Huh.
We are getting no one.
Sacramento, huh? That's a surprise. The A's, the Athletics.
Huh.
3 years.
$67 million.
Yeah.
$22 million a year. 22 and a third.
Just in time to be a free agent before they move to Vegas.
Padres need pitching. I don't know that that price for Severino was great. That is surprising, though, that the A's would jump in early.
It's surprising that they signed anybody.
I'm flabbergasted. I mean, I'm shook.
You feel like it's an overpay because who would go to the A's without getting overpaid?
Correct.
Would be my guess. Like, hey, if you're gonna want me to pitch for you, you got to make it worth my while.
Wild.
To pitch in a minor league ballpark for the entire. I mean, that's the entire contract. They will be in Sacramento,
which is Now, if you had told me, if they were still in the Coliseum, you're like, Luis, yeah, hell yeah, I'd want to pitch in Oakland. Yeah, the team's not the best, but if I can get $20 million, I'll pitch in Oakland all day.
Yes, the largest contract in A's history.
That is staggering.
A's legend, as they like to say, Luis Severino. I mean, you know, look good in the postseason. Won't need to put those skills to the test.
Help you like the plan in October. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Is this one of those deals, Ben, that you sign knowing you're going to get traded in a year?
Probably.
Get your bag and know, you know what?
6 months.
That contract,
maybe 6 months.
That contract assigns nicely to the Dodgers or the Yankees or whoever they end up dealing him to. That's, you know, the no trade clause.
Back to the Mets.
He has a yes trade clause in his contract.
Hey, we're willing to give you a no trade clause. I'm good.
I want a yes trade clause.
Give me the yes trade clause. Much like crotchful underwear, I'll take the yes trade clause. Holy smokes! Our buddy Tommy just tweeted, "Oh wow, the A's are going to spend more than the Padres in free agency." That's a sobering thought. But what it does do. Is now you can sit and go, hey, if the A's are spending $20 million on a pitcher, what are we doing?
Now they're upping their payroll from nothing to
a little more than nothing
with that signing.
They don't have tons of guys locked down.
Apples and oranges there. But all right, we've got a special guest coming in studio, and we'll tell you what is going on. Heartwarming. Touching in our building right now after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Our Tier 1s may know our next guest best from his guest appearances and take on Woods. When you're not here, he comes in and does a phenomenal job. In fact, we're setting up a big championship match for our holiday and Christmas extravaganza in a couple of weeks on Friday. But John Flynn from the John and Tammy Morning Show on KSON is here to tell us about something special that's going on in our building right now. Good morning, John. You've met Woods before, right?
I have many times.
Okay.
John is a tier one himself.
Thank you, sir.
It's an honor to be here with you gentlemen, and thank you for the time. Really quickly, before we go into what we're doing, I wanted to bring up a story. Before I left for Thanksgiving, we were doing our food fund, and one of your tier ones came up to me, had no idea who I was until I was on this show, brought a ton of food.
Oh, that's rad.
That's cool.
Doesn't listen to us at all. And I'm totally cool with it because he brought food over.
Yeah, that's rad.
So what I'm asking right now, if you don't know who I am, I host a country show here in San Diego. I've been here for 14 years doing it with my partner, Tammy, of 25 years. We're not married. Partners are work partners.
Work partner.
But we've been doing the radiothon together for that long. It is that important. It's the St. Jude Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon. And KSON is the first station in America to launch this. This is now a $1 billion fundraiser for St. Jude. It is the biggest fundraiser that they do. Every year, it's so important to become a partner in hope. And what we're asking you to do is pay $19 a month. It's a no-brainer. Woods, how are your boys doing?
So good.
How many times do they get ear infections? Or you take them to doctor, like what?
Take them to the doctor a couple times a year.
All right, so imagine routine doctor's checkup because, you know, your little boy's bruise won't heal.
Yeah.
What's going on here, man? You know, what's going on? He's got an iron deficiency? And then the doctor comes out and says, we have to have a talk because your son has leukemia.
Yeah, I think about it every night.
Okay?
Every day of my life.
I'm so thankful that you have a healthy family.
Me too.
Ben, you too. Paulie, on the way, I'm sure. I have healthy daughters. I am a partner in hope every year because I am so thankful for the health of my children.
Yeah.
And
it's a good reason to do it, actually.
God forbid you ever need to cash in this insurance policy.
Yep.
But thank God it's there. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is a tiny hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And you might be asking yourself, why in the world when we got Rady right here? Would I worry about a hospital in Memphis? I've never even been to Memphis, maybe. Because behind this tiny little hospital, which, by the way, only the sickest of sickest kids are in, there's a massive research facility. A, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, the most brilliant minds in the world are working on curing maybe your sick child maybe your dying child. At the very least, providing hope for parents, more time with their child. And when they come up with a protocol that could save a life, they don't put it up to the highest bidder.
Right.
They give it away freely.
Yep.
There are children right now at Rady who are in bed who are being treated by protocol that was invented at St. Jude. That is why you donate to Italian Little Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. The most amazing thing about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and anybody that's had a kid in the hospital, you are never asked to pay 1 cent.
It's incredible.
My daughter Julia was born with a complete cleft lip and palate. She's 23 years old now. She's a beautiful young woman, but you know, she had a rough part of her life.
Sure.
And I'm not comparing what she went through to anything the children of St. Jude or Rady have to go through. My point is this. She had to have plastic surgeries, cranial, facial plastic surgeries throughout her life as her face grew. The last one she had, we were denied insurance because they considered it to be an elective. Like, sure. My daughter's getting a breast augmentation.
Right. Right.
Just trying to help her have a normal life.
Yeah.
So insurance didn't cover that, and I got a bill for over $100,000, and it destroyed me. It just did a good part in destroying my marriage.
Sure.
It was all-encompassing. I mean, how the hell am I going to... I had to get legal representation. I couldn't. How do you... It was hilarious, because they actually had like one of those things where you... Here, mark off a check, mark off a credit card for $100,000+.
Yeah, how would you like to be billed?
I mean, yeah. Are you kidding me? And gee, I mean, she had a... It was a big surgery, but it's nothing what these kids are going through right now. So imagine the relief when you're told this horrible news, and then they're telling you, you don't have to pay for a thing.
Yeah.
Anything that you need will provide for you. And they think
they take care
everything.
Of room and board for the parents while you're there, the whole
parents,
thing.
The parents, the families. They've got counselors for your kids who aren't sick. Because who's taking care of them when you're taking care of
them?
It's the most magical, beautiful place in the world. And if I can just ask you guys to take 1 second of your time and donate $19 a month to become a partner, and hope you're going to get a rad This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now. You're also going to get a Music Gives sweatshirt. It's one of those things that you wear, not like one of those charity runs or rides. Yeah. Like 8,000 businesses on the back. They put it in a drawer. You never wear it again. You don't wear these shirts. I wear it all the time.
Yep.
You guys know that. Text KIDS, KIDS, to the number 785-833. That's KIDS to 785-833. If you'd rather go online, just go to KSON.com. I can give you the phone number, too. It's 1-800-963-4673. 1-800-963-4673. But the easiest thing to do is just text KIDS to 785-833. They'll send you a link. It'll take you 2 minutes, and you can go back to listening to your favorite sports all day. And you're going to feel so good about what you did. Guys, I so appreciate your show, and I appreciate our friendship. And I love listening to how great you guys mesh together, and I hope that you never, ever, ever, ever have to talk about a kid that's so sick that you don't know. You can't plan a graduation. You can't plan to walk your daughter down the aisle. I mean, some parents are so afraid of that right now because they can't even think about tomorrow. You're providing them tomorrow, and that is a huge thing. If you got that nasty you-know-what in your family that hates Christmas and doesn't like anything you ever give them for Christmas, how about making them a partner in hope for Christmas? Wouldn't that be great for your old crusty grandma to get a card that says you just saved a couple lives today, Grandma?
I love it. And, there's a lot. This is that time of year. Everyone is encouraged to give. And as far as organizations go, it doesn't get much better than St. Jude. So
and
you feel good about where your money's going.
Can I have a couple more minutes, Jordan?
We're actually out of time.
Yeah, okay. Got about 20 seconds.
Tomorrow,
okay,
come back in tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. I love you much.
Appreciate it.
Text KIDS to 785-833. KIDS, KIDS, to 785-833. Become a partner in hope. Thank you, guys. Big tier one.
Thank you, Johnny.
Amazing, John. As someone who's dealt with a sick child before, it's incredible. We'll be back tomorrow. Annie Nelson coming up next. Thanks for joining us, everybody. For Paulie and Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.